This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're all right today. Hello, Chopper.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
What are those behind you?
Is that not the finest basket of flowers that you've ever seen in your life?
It's huge.
I today have been sent flowers.
So what's in there?
Now, Laura used to work in a kind of grocery stroke flower emporium. Right. Yeah. So what are they?
You've got some roses, you've got some longy lilies,
yeah,
and you've got some peace lilies. There's some little boys' willies. That's the slang. I can't remember what they're called.
Sorry?
It's a very masculine bouquet.
Yeah.
No, hang a second. What did you just say?
There's a flower called Little Boys Willies.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not called that, though, are they?
That's the slang for it, yeah. I can't remember the proper name. I don't know the Latin.
Well, they're all white, anyhow, aren't they? They're very nice.
Yeah. Guess who they're from?
Well, my first thought is that they're from somebody who thinks you're dead.
Well, that could be, yeah, because
they do have a kind of...
Yeah, I'm not dead. We did make my funeral arrangements yesterday, but I'm still here. It's fine.
So they are genuine. So they're a genuine gift, are they, rather than a memorial?
Yeah, guess.
Guess. Richard and Judy.
Guess again.
Your flatmate?
Why? No.
Well, I don't know. Laura? David Hasselhoff?
Read the card out.
It is David Hasselhoff. Dear Scott, thanks for your campaign to get the Hoff to number one. David Hasselhoff.
Now, why is the Hoff sending me flowers?
Is there something you haven't told us?
Camp for him, isn't it?
Has he tried to get you in his car?
No. Why flowers, though?
How cool's that?
Yeah, but... flowers from the Hoff.
Oh, Scott and the Hoff up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Do you know what I would have preferred?
What?
Do you remember those massive cookies they used to do back in the 90s? I'd like one of those from David Hasselhoff.
Remember those? You're a grateful kid, honestly.
No, because...
you're a massive bunch of flowers.
No, because I'm going to have to carry these flowers home on the bus tonight, and I don't feel comfortable about that. Oh, nice flowers. Who sent those? Oh, David Hasselhoff. Right? Do you remember those massive cookies?
No.
Is it just me?
It's just you. I have no idea.
In
what
the 90s, those huge, like in every shopping mall all over the country. Back me up, please. 81199. Instead of buying a birthday cake, you get like a big cookie,
right?
In like a kind of big pizza box with icing on, saying your message. So my cookie, in an ideal world, would have said, "Thanks for the campaign, the Hoff in icing." Why don't they do those anymore? Don't you remember those shops? They used to be everywhere.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I used to buy loads of them for mates' birthdays. Those big cookies. Do you not remember?
No, I don't know.
Well,
no idea.
I would have preferred one of those, David, if you're listening.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, some people are getting a little bit confused with this Scissor Sisters competition. I can't think why, because I think it's really easy.
No. Vernon had all sorts of trouble with it before.
I said, how would you like to hang with the Scissor Sisters? Not how would you like to hang the Scissor Sisters.
Did you?
I didn't say that. I said with.
Okay, all right.
However, imagine that. The figures would go through the roof, wouldn't they?
What if we hung the Scissor Sisters?
Public executions of pop stars live on Radio 1. You'd watch that on the red button, wouldn't you, on any BBC channel?
Who would you do after the Scissor Sisters?
I can imagine the trailer now. This Friday, Justin Timberlake gets the electric chair live on Radio 1 and on the red button. It'd be amazing.
Radio 1.
Call me now if you want to enter the Scissor Sisters. If you want to hang with them. Oh, wait, 700, 100, 100. Did I just say if you want to enter the Scissor Sisters?
Yeah, you did.
Right, okay, let's
Is that on
this.
The red button as right, well?
Bob Sinclair.
Hello, insurance.
Hello, I'm going on holiday and I need some insurance.
Hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
How old are you, please?
25.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Lesbos.
How long for?
For a week. Always wanted to try that, really. Have you heard any... Do you know what it's like there?
No, I don't know anything about the place.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a moment. Okay, what's your name and address, please?
Right, okay, it's Scott.
That's your first name?
Yep.
Yeah. And your surname?
Chapman. I'm going right now, you see. I'm just on my way to the airport, just about to leave the house. It's not too late, is it?
No, you'll be covered from now.
Brilliant, so I'm covered now, am I?
You will be in a minute.
Brilliant.
Let me tell you what the cover is.
Okay.
Medical is 5 million. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Bloody hell, what was that?
I think I've just been struck by lightning.
You're joking.
Oh, my God!
Where are you? In the car?
Am I covered for that?
I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Are you still alive?
Hello?
Are you still alive?
Just about.
Where the hell are you?
I've been hit again.
Where the hell are you?
Oh, I've been struck by lightning twice. I didn't think that could happen.
Where are you?
Am I covered for being struck by lightning, do you know?
Well, it depends how badly hurt you are.
Right.
I've not been paid yet, so technically you're not covered.
So I've just bought insurance from you, and now you say I'm not covered?
Well, we've not been paid yet. I haven't finished the application.
Right, well...
This has never happened before. It's absolutely unprecedented.
What, being struck by lightning twice?
No, that an accident happens to someone whilst they're actually giving me the details of the policy. Bloody hell. Were you in a vehicle or something?
I'm lying on the pavement at the moment.
Well, you better hang up and ring 999 and
hang on, if you could just... Hang on, let me just get up a minute and I'll cross the road. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
Was that you shouting? Hello?
Am I covered for being hit by a bus?
Oh, you're joking. I think you're going to have to hang up and sort yourself out and then ring us back.
But am I covered on the insurance for this?
That's the problem. We hadn't finished it. I was still taking the details down. So you're not going to be covered for this. Hello? Mr. Chapman, are you okay?
Well, not really. No, I've been struck by lightning twice and... That's three times I've been hit by lightning now! Ow! Yeah, I might need some help.
But you're not covered because we haven't been paid.
So I'm not covered now? Oh, no!
Hello?
Oh, no!
Are you okay?
Am I covered for being hit by a block of frozen weed that's just fallen from a passing aeroplane or not?
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
George?
Yes, hello.
I'm not going mad, am I? You remember those cookies, don't you,
from
the 90s?
It's a true story. In fact, a friend of mine from university called Katie was dumped by cookie.
What did it say on it?
It was a big cookie, and then in pink icing and multicoloured Smarties, it just said, "You're dumped."
Oh, respect to that man.
But at least she got to eat the cookie.
Dumped by cookie. Yeah, exactly, you see?
So not all bad.
Yin-yang, you get dumped, see? You get a tasty treat. Now, I think some people are being a little bit unfair on the text.
Why?
Some people are saying this is the worst quiz in history. I think that's a bit harsh.
Are you texting in yourself?
No.
Are you texting in your own show?
No, I think you're doing it an injustice there. Because I mean, I know it's a bit complicated.
It's not!
No one really knows or understands what's going on when it's on. But I wouldn't say it was the worst quiz in history. There have been worse.
Go on, then.
Anyone remember May the Best Man Win?
No.
That was a spoony one.
Right.
Based around marriages and best men.
Right. Yep.
Snakes and Ladders with Emma B. That was
really that was truly awful.
Yep. What was that one? Was it Weekend Players we used to do?
Yeah, Weekend Players.
Where you had to find an old person to win some tickets. Yeah. But they had to be with you all day and they had to sing down the phone.
You couldn't shake them off.
No.
take your mate as well.
Yeah,
it was another one.
This is not the worst quiz in history. There are many debates going on now on 81199 about what the worst quiz in history is. Remember that one where... It involved a phone box, I think, that you had to go to. And the moan told you to go to a phone box and ring her or something. Yeah. And you could win Chad Kroeger off of Nickelback's underpants, I seem to remember.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Hold the Fish wasn't very good either, was it?
I quite like Hold the Fish.
Golden Shot, that wasn't brilliant, was it?
Hang on, what fish am I not Hold the Fish?
No, we did Hold the Fish as well.
What Fish Am I is what it was called. Golden Shot was
very
good.
Oh, no, but there's a message alert that you get going, Hold the Fish! Right.
So.
Meal or no meal, that was rubbish as well.
That was a hugely successful one. Very good format.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sharon from Milton Keynes.
All right, Sharon, how can I help?
Well, I remember a really, really, really bad one that the Dream Team used to do.
The Dream Team?
The Dream Team on a Sunday morning. They used to do Guess the Mystery Salad Dressing.
Right, stop the music. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry?
They used to do Guess the Mystery Salad Dressing.
And what happened on that particular quiz?
They gave some clues out, and then they sort of got people to guess, and then they gave some more clues out. My favourite one was the one that was Gentleman's Relish.
You are winding me up.
No, I'm not winding you up.
And this actually went out on the air on Radio 1?
It was on Sunday mornings. I used to work in a call centre, and we used to have the radio on Sunday mornings. So about 3 or 4 years ago.
But did you play along at work?
Oh, yes, definitely. I never used to get it, though. I'd never heard of Gentleman's Relish.
We should bring that back.
I think you should.
What was it called?
Guess the Mystery Salad Dressing.
That's amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.